Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The single most unifying position held by Americans is appreciation for those who protect our freedom and our families. You can help honor fallen or disabled U.S. service members and first responders by donating to Folds of Honor. They award scholarships to make sure the educational dreams of their sons and daughters and spouses live on. They have a 4 out of 4-star ranking on Charity Navigator, so you can give with confidence at foldsofhonor.org. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Wright brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Wright brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Wright brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Broadcasting from the 56th Annual CMA Awards.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
This is Lunchbox, live on the Bobby Bones Show, here from the CMA Awards 52nd anniversary.
And I'm Amy.
When I taste tequila.
Oh, my God. I mean, that's the whole interview right there.
Are we done? Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Honestly, I had fun, guys. Thank you.
That was hard-hitting. It's Lunchbox.
And Amy.
And we're with...
Dan and Shay.
And Shay.
Nailed it, dude. Yay!
That was horrible.
I thought you guys were going to... Lunchbox and Amy.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
No, and then we had to introduce you because it's a podcast and it's a whole thing, but whatever. So I got a question for you guys. When you guys are on stage, do you ever have to, like, go pee? And what do you do?
Like, there's one story. This is, you know how you do, like, the guitar pull, the writer's rounds, you know?
Yeah.
Around the holidays, it was like the Jingle Jam or something like this. One of our first ones, we were out promoting our first single, 19 You and Me. We'd never done this before. It's 10 artists. We're in Kansas City. We didn't know, like, how the protocol worked. And we're on stage. It's like all of us on stage at once. Everybody does a song. We go through and do 4 songs, I think. At that point, we had one single out on the radio that was, like, top 50 on the radio. Nobody knew any of the songs. Everybody else had all number ones.
We barely knew 4 songs.
And then we thought we were done. So, you know, it's like whenever you see the gas stations a mile away, your body starts, like, preparing for it. Yeah. You release, you know. Not quite release, but almost release. Yeah. And I think you maybe released. And then they were like... Who wants to hear one more song from all the artists?
And dude, it was a struggle from, like, the beginning, because it was one of those ones where they have in the back, like, the Bud Light guy, or, like, the lady was, like, kept bringing out Bud Lights, and, like, so, like, I'm just down on these, I'm like, this is the best thing ever, not thinking, like, you know, that something like that could happen. And I'm out there, and I'm sitting, Dustin Lynch was sitting where you're sitting, and I kept being, like, third song in, I was like, dude, I've really got to go. And he's like, dude, me too. And I was like, if you can make it, I'll make it. Next song goes by, he's like, I don't think I can make it. And I was like, I don't think I'm going to make it. And he was like, we can do this. So anyways, fast forward, just like what Dan said, the lady comes out, and we're like, awesome, I'm about to go pee my pants. She comes out, and she goes, that was pretty good. How about a few more? And we're already like, there's multiple problems with this. We don't even know that many songs. We're like, I guess we'll just do 19 You and Me again.
I've only written 3 songs.
Yeah. That's the only 3 we know. So long story short, dude, I get to the point of this. We did 3 more songs. I'm absolutely losing my mind. I'm like this, and I have myself braced to the point where my muscles in my stomach were so contracted that when we got up, I couldn't stand all the way up. And it was the worst I've ever had to pee in my entire life. No one told me. We were too nervous to go pee and just leave the stage. And at that point, it was way too late. I mean, it had already, the damage was done. I couldn't stand all the way up for like an hour and a half.
You got so much awful. More than you bargained for on that question.
You did.
Were expecting like a, yeah.
Those were a rapid fire question.
I mean, really, I thought about it because I'm doing this interview and I was like, I gotta go to pee before you guys walked up. And I was like, I wonder if they have to pee during the show.
Let's keep this interview going here for a little while.
I've had to pee this whole time we've been here. I mean, I'll be honest.
Stand and chair like Lunchbox, we've actually got questions for you.
We do. We yeah. do. Where'd you get that shirt?
I got it online, yeah.
Hey, but speaking of shirts, I actually do have a question for Dan because, I mean, would you define yourself as one of the most frugal, super successful artists in town?
The most frugal.
I would.
Yeah, I know.
No, don't say musician. Say millionaire. Frugal millionaire.
I wouldn't go that far. Millions? Tough,
well,
man.
Well, whatever.
Tough.
They the also have to split all the earnings
but
by two.
I mean, listen.
Oh, yeah. And then everybody else gets paid
yeah,
more
yeah,
than we
yeah.
do. It's a whole
okay.
thing, you know.
So anyway.
You guys are getting paid?
No, dude. No.
This is unbelievable.
You walk in this, like, epic vintage George Strait shirt, and I am jealous of it because he's my favorite. And I'm like, there's no way that Dan paid money for that because
right.
it's got to be worth
here's,
a lot.
Here's how my vintage game happened. So, huge George Strait fan, as we all are.
Yes.
Got this shirt, and I didn't know that vintage shirts were so expensive. We were doing our arena tour, right? And our stylist, Amber, who's the best, like, pulled us a bunch of shirts. I was like, I want some, like, cool vintage, like, country shirts, rock and roll shirts, whatever. Pulled them all out, and I had no clue how much these costed. So, we went to this place in Kansas City. Again, there's this amazing vintage store there. We roll in. All these shirts are, like, $700.
Oh, what?
$700.
$700 for a shirt?
Oh, yeah. It's nuts, dude. No. So, I returned every single one of them, but this one, and I think one other, and then I bought all fake ones, knockoffs.
Okay.
So you can buy the fake ones, like even like Abercrombie sells them now for like $10, and they look incredible.
Amy oh, yeah. wears a lot of those, like Def like Leppard. And, like,
it's like
that.
The shirts that people wear when it's like name one song. You know?
Oh, yours are real?
Yeah, but they're not. They're not.
Oh, I thought
that
they were
much.
Like the.
But they're not that much. Anyway, my
you know what I'm saying
was,
though? They're expensive. The vintage shirts.
That's why I was
crazy.
Shocked when you walked up wearing.
We walked into this store and they like pulled a bunch of stuff for us. They're like, the guys are gonna love this, and they're like, this piece of crap T-shirt like in there. I don't even know who was on it. $450.
Oh
they
gosh.
Had like the original like coats that the workers wore at Woodstock, $10,000, which is pretty. It's cool
that's
that they
incredible.
Have it.
I just watched the original Woodstock documentary. Oh my gosh!
Isn't that unbelievable?
It was the most. I listen, I'm not really into music. I don't really care about music.
Same.
Oh no, same. We're, yeah, same.
It's
a money guy.
I mean, it was crazy to watch that documentary and find out that they got all those people in that location. It turned out to be a free concert. I mean, everything that went on blew my mind, and I was like, I want
to
go
just
there.
To sell a $10,000 jacket at the vintage
yes,
store.
Yes, just to get back
years
to that.
Later.
All it's part so of the crazy.
Okay, well, we're getting wrapped up, but we do have. Three rapid fire questions for y'all.
I have four.
So,
ready.
Okay. Yeah,
I've got five for you guys, but we'll get there,
and I'll add one at the end.
Okay. Most famous people in your cell phone, main person, but y'all are two people, so I don't know.
Maybe Kenny Chesney.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He doesn't have a phone number anymore. Though.
That's
he's
true.
All email.
Yeah, his email. He literally emails.
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, it's strange. Yeah. We'll say Kenny.
Interesting.
Yeah, we'll start with Kenny. I don't know. It's weird.
Okay. You know. Life's coming to an end. It's been
yeah,
a good
it is,
run.
Yeah.
It's been a good run, right?
Yep. Yeah.
And you know that, hey, I'm about to die.
Yeah.
And so, like, tomorrow you're going to take your last breath.
Yeah.
So what are you going to have as
Chipotle,
your last meal?
Chipotle, probably. Remember we sang the Chipotle song on
but
the show?
But that's not going to be your last meal.
It's pretty good,
I
mean, though, dude.
I would guarantee you it would. But, Dan.
Yeah, I'll tell you a couple things that would be good. These are random. Like, Auntie Anne's pretzels are pretty good.
Yes.
Dino's is awesome in East Nashville. Like,
yeah.
If I was going to perish, I might swing by Dino's
and
get
some
hot fries.
You guys are burying the lead. You called it Auntie Anne's. It's Auntie Anne's.
That's what I said.
Auntie Anne's.
Auntie Anne's.
Auntie Anne's.
Oh, I thought you said Auntie Anne's.
Auntie
Anne's. And I don't know what Auntie Anne is. Oh,
no. I think I say Auntie Anne's.
Auntie Anne's.
I think
that's
I say
pretty Auntie
Anne's.
Auntie Anne's.
Auntie
Anne's.
Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. Keep going.
You know, yeah. That's a random one, but like Auntie Anne's pretzels
good.
Are pretty good.
I'd
though.
Say food court, like a food court would be a great place to be the day before you die. You got like all kinds of. You got
Sparrow goes
you
wild.
Got like anything. You got
Chinese.
What's the place called? Mike's Philly.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Philly
Jersey
Mike's.
Mike's.
Something.
No,
not Jersey
like,
Mike's. It's like they have a chicken Philly. It's
yeah.
unreal.
It's really
it's
good.
In all the malls in America. Incredible place. Huge fan. And you can get Chinese food there.
Okay, so
pretty
we've
solid.
Got the food
yeah,
court covered before you die. What about Christmas song? Like, I say Christmas, what's the first song that comes into your head?
Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Let's hear a little bit.
Holiday Party by Dan and Shay. Available on
Dang
all streaming platforms
now. Dang
it, you
were two now. Steps ahead of me. That was yeah. way better.
I
that
mean,
was
that's
way better.
It. Dan's the promo that guy.
Got it.
He's
yeah.
the promo guy.
Yeah. We've got
go.
A short window to promote this song. I'm going to use
right.
every opportunity I
Well, what, how does it go?
Oh, I haven't heard it.
No.
Yeah. Holiday party, don't tell anybody. We'll pour us a drink and hang some lights on the tree. We'll be jingle bell rocking till the neighbors come knocking. So that's all I know of it, but I'm learning the rest of it later.
Also, awesome. I would like to apologize about Bobby making fun of your hair. You know there's a lot of rumors that people want to...
Yeah, I'll get him back. I'll get him back for sure.
No, but you know people are upset about his jokes. And as you were on the receiving end of one of those jokes...
Hey, I'll take it. No press is bad press, right?
What do you think about the people that are upset and threatening to beat him up? Are you one of the ones threatening
to
beat
therapy,
him up?
After therapy, Dan actually, was fine. You know,
we were just talking about that actually recently. Just, you know, like people talk on social media. It's like, yo, man, meet me in the turnip truck parking lot 9:45 a.m.
We're taking a more aggressive stance now.
We'll settle this the right
way. I think we're going to start doing it. Like, even if we just get handed to us, you know what I mean? Like, you got to go out there. Like, at least we took the stand. Like, dude, Dan and Cher are going out, and they're calling people out. Like, yo, like, monkey poop 97.5. We're meeting you. Turnip truck parking lot, 7:30.
That's their handle?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if that was a real guy, it was a hater of ours. Yeah.
Well, you're not mad at Bobby, right?
KFBR 390.
Nah, I love
Bobby. All right.
Love him.
All right. Thank you, Dan and Shay. Sorry where we took you more than 4 minutes. I got to pee.
Bye.
We got to pee and get out of here.
The CMAs are live.
Wednesday, November 9th.
At 8, 7 central on ABC.
All right. Lunchbox here with Lee Bryce.
What's up?
Man, why? He started like laughing like some stew was going to come out of my mouth. But it's about to.
So, I was about to say, I already know something's coming.
I want to know, Lee Bryce, what's the weirdest thing about Lee Bryce?
Mm.
Like if someone had to say, oh, you know, because everybody says, oh, you have great qualities, but what's the weirdest thing about you?
My wife would not like for me to say this. You know, I bite my fingernails my whole life. But I also could bite my toenails.
You can bite them? Like you can get your foot up to your mouth?
I'm shaking my head this way.
Okay, because I snack on my toenails. Like, I'll sit there, like, if I'm watching a game or something.
It's like, if you get a good thumbnail, you're like, ooh, that's a good one. And then, but like a big toenail, that's an even bigger, better one. Yes. It's like, wow.
And you can use it as, like, dental floss.
Yeah, I mean, you could do anything with it. It's like a toothpick.
You don't believe me, but I really do. Like, I'll sit there and watch a game, and I'll just kind of rip my toenails off, and I'll line them up on my thigh, and I just kind of chew them.
You know, and like you were saying, you still used to stick your finger in your belly button just to smell it.
No, I can't do that. I wish. Okay. Well, I can touch my belly button, but I can't touch my shoulders. See, I was talking because the weirdest thing about me is I can't touch my shoulders.
What?
Yeah, I can't touch my shoulders. I can't do that.
You can't do that?
No.
Hey, can you touch your other shoulder with that hand?
No, I can't. So like in elementary school, you know, when
hey, it hurts when I do this. Well, just don't do that.
Well,
do it this way.
Well, the teacher would say, pat yourself on the back, you know, like when the class does something good, right?
You're like,
and I couldn't do it. I would literally look around the classroom, and I'd make sure no one was looking, and I'd go to the opposite shoulder.
That is hilarious. Okay. Y'all just embarrass me on national radio.
No, that's not embarrassing. It's just the truth. I embarrass myself.
It's the very truth. I do wash my feet beforehand. I'm just saying. I don't do it anymore. As a kid.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, as a kid.
It's a bad habit.
Yeah,
you know, it was a terrible bad habit.
Who eats their toenails now? No, not me. Yeah, I do. All right. So, Lee Bryce, what are you watching on TV right now?
At the moment, actually, I backed up because I ran out of all the cool new stuff.
Yeah.
Which I love the time period stuff. I really do.
Okay. So, but you're like Downton and Abbey?
Vikings and like. That kind of, I mean, I really loved. I want to get out of this world. I want to be a Viking. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be like, you know, hell on wheels. I want to be like the cowboy on the railroad. Anyway,
gotcha. Okay,
but that stuff's all kind of. I've seen it all. I actually went back because I never saw any of the Sopranos.
Oh, I've never
and
seen
so
it.
I was like, you know what? Obviously, it was great because everybody talked about it forever. It's kind of one of the first thing. So I started it, and I'm a couple seasons. I'm like, man, I love it. Like, it's really, I mean, it's older, but it's
really
great.
Good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Still holds up. So if I watch it, I'm not going to be like, my God, this is so out of touch.
No, you're going to love it.
What about The Wire? Have you ever seen The Wire?
You know what? I think I like tried one episode and I fell asleep, you know, in the middle, and then I didn't get back on it. Is it great?
I love The Wire.
Like, I love it. Is it newer one, right?
No, it's older, but it's only like four seasons, and it's just like real life.
That's kind of how I usually judge them. If there's only one season of one, I'm like, I don't want to see that.
Four seasons, I think they could have gone more, but they said, you know what, we're going to keep it great, and we're going to end it.
Kind of like Eastbound Down, except not even remotely as good. Yeah, it's the greatest. It's like the greatest of all time.
It was greatest, and then it was like, it went way downhill. Yeah. So, you know, speaking of like, ending, you know, shows ending. Let's talk about life ending.
Okay.
You know, your life's about to end. You're getting walked down that hall. The electric chair is waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
What's your last meal on earth?
Daddy's chicken and rice, grandmama's macaroni and cheese, some good collard greens, because you got to have your vegetables.
Yeah, you got to have the collard greens. They got to be spicy, though.
Just a little spice, a little hot sauce on there. But, like, you know, got that thing. And maybe a little barbecue, like South Carolina style for real, off the hog, pulled right there with my granddaddy's barbecue sauce. And then I could keep going, but the plate's getting full now. I can see it now.
Yeah, and then your tummy's going to be full. And but at least you're going to die happy.
Yeah, and then maybe some banana pudding or pecan pie with ice cream, one or the other.
Yeah, okay. I like it. I was hoping you were going to say peach cobbler because I like
that's my favorite, too.
I love peach cobbler.
I make it with, like, two things or three. Yeah. It's, like, simple. Bam, 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 done.
And psh, voila.
Can of peaches, you know.
And voila.
And sugar, milk. Yeah, flour, done.
Now we're done eating, right?
Yeah, okay,
now
sorry.
It's No, it's Christmas time, right?
Uh-huh.
What's the Christmas song that's in your head right now? Sing it to me.
Santa Claus was my Uber driver last night. Da-da-da-da. You'll get that soon.
No,
it's coming.
I know that one.
No, I'm sorry, but I was the first one that popped in my head.
No, that's good.
No, actually, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. My brother just put that one out, actually.
And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glowed
like a light bulb.
Oh, and one foggy Christmas Eve.
You skipped a lot of stuff there.
Dang it. I'm not very good at seeing or
all
knowing.
All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names.
Like Pinocchio.
They never let poor Rudolph on any
reindeer. Okay. And then one last thing. You got a cell phone on you?
I gave it to
No, that's okay.
My handler is handling my cell phone.
Yeah, my question is, who's the coolest celebrity you have in your cell phone?
Somewhere between Garth Brooks and Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, how did you get Ashton Kutcher?
He loves country music. He showed up to Stagecoach one day and was like rocking out to I Drive Your Truck. Like, and he found his way backstage and came. It was in my green room when I got there. He is a huge country music fan. Huge. Me and him then were rocking out to Garth Brooks later.
Like, that's legit.
Yeah, he's a smart. Just a good, he loves country music. Like, he's wild about it.
Dang.
He does.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Ashton Kutcher, that's a good one.
Yeah, you know.
That's a good little, that's worth bragging about, you know what I'm saying? You know, Kelso.
Kelso.
Did you watch that 70s show?
Kelso. Yeah, absolutely.
Never mind.
Wild card.
Lee Bryce has to go. He's like, get me out of this freaking interview. All right, thank you, Lee.
Don't miss the 56th annual CMAs live on ABC.
Wednesday night
at 8, 7 Central.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, I think I can eat a piece of pizza in under 30 seconds. Or I know it'll take you over a minute to drink that entire 2-liter. If you have, you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Now, here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they have more or less of a certain stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and a whole bunch more. Track your picks, play against others for a shot to win huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use the code BONES for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's the code BONES. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including, but not limited to, Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time, and I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time and trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners. Because again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. A great pair of Western boots will elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they will last a lifetime. Now, the best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. They also offer custom branding and leather stamping if you want to personalize your boots or fine leather goods. And stay cool in a short sleeve moisture wicking pearl snap. Or make your own shade with one of their classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecovas' ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style, and they are built to last decades. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all.
What's up, y'all? It's Morgan. I'm here with Mitchell Tenpenny at our pre-CMA Awards.
Hey, absolutely.
How you doing?
Doing fantastic. How you doing?
It's good to see you. We were just chatting all about baseball teams and stuff, and you love repping them. You also love playing them. Are you playing any co-ed sports right now?
With softball, does start in 2 weeks. Yes,
co-ed okay, softball, and you're, yes. You're getting started again.
Yes, I like to do it. It's fun to give my friends. I just wish it wasn't on Sundays because football is there, but it's okay. My Titans aren't doing as well as I want them to do, so we'll make it work.
Is there any other hobbies that you've picked up outside of doing music?
I mean, I like to golf. I like frisbee golf a lot. I've been doing that since I was a kid. Anything I can go outside and get angry at because I'm really bad at it, I tend to enjoy.
Okay, so you like being bad so you can be angry?
No, it's just, yeah, I'm just terrible. Like, I like sports that, like, you're so, it's like fishing. Like, what brings you back? Like, you never catch anything, but that one fish brings you back. Terrible golfer, but that one putt makes you come back. Like, I love sports like that.
Okay, you like that you can almost never be good.
Yeah, it's perfect.
It's
you know what? It doesn't make any sense at all. Anyway.
You do have a new album out from this year called This Is the Heavy, yeah. And you never put out a bad song. They're always so good. But what's your process look like when you're picking songs for an album?
It's tough. You know, because we write all the time too, like there's a lot of songs, and there's something like, is everybody gonna like this song? Does the whole team like this song? Is this one that I'm gonna be really stubborn about because I like it, no one else likes it? It's tough. Like, I think what it comes down to is, it's like, what do I want to sing the rest of my life? like because I'm putting this out to the world, it's gonna be something that I've got to do forever, and I want it to represent where I'm at that point of life. And so, like, when I'm looking at songs, I'm like, am I still that guy that wrote that song? And if I am, then I'll cut it. Otherwise, I'm like, yeah, you know, I've grown hopefully a little bit since I wrote that.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Two things. Is there a song on that album that nobody else liked?
Not on this one, I don't think. But my manager hated Telling All My Secrets, so I named the record Telling All My Secrets.
Well, that's accurate. It feels very accurate for you. Now, and is there one that you already don't like to perform?
Oh, man. One of my favorite songs is the first song on the record. It's called Good Place. It's just so hard. There's a lot of words. It's so hard to sing. So I'm like trying to learn where to catch the breaths. But it's rock and I love it and I miss it. And that's why I love playing it. But like, I do, like, as we've started rehearsing and practicing that song, it's like, it's a challenge, but it's kind of fun. It's like, I got to like learn little pockets of where to breathe because there's not a lot of room. I set myself up for failure on that one, I guess.
I mean, you just told me about your process and I asked two questions that you make sure you not to put on the album, but you did.
Yeah. Everything I've said to you makes no sense today. I apologize.
No, it's okay. okay, I like it. You know, this is also probably going to not make any sense, but you have a UFO on the back of your CD album, and I need to know why the connection to UFOs. Have you ever been abducted by an alien? Is there something I'm missing?
I think so. I mean, that's why I love owls, and I've been told, like, when you dream about owls, you're getting abducted because of their eyes. I don't know. So, yes, I think I've been abducted. I've definitely seen UFOs. But that UFO, honestly, it was just when we were looking at the back cover, it was just empty. And I was just like, put something in there. Like, I want the UFO. There's no significance to it. I just like UFOs. I don't know. It just looks cool.
Do you believe in aliens?
I do. I believe in aliens. Definitely believe in aliens.
Do you believe in ghosts?
I've seen ghosts. I've seen it all. I believe in it all.
Okay, so you believe in everything.
Yep.
We're just going to lay that out there.
Yep.
Do you have any theories or anything, or you just yes?
No, I've definitely seen it. I've seen ghosts. I've experienced that. I've seen a UFO. I don't know if there's aliens in there, but there, you know, I don't know that for sure. But I want to believe in it. I still believe in Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster. I like stuff like that.
If you could go to space, would you?
Oh no, I'm scared. Like I won't.
What?
The chance of never coming back, like, that's so vast up there. Like, floating in space is like drowning for me. Like, my biggest fear.
Okay, drowning is your biggest fear, and so is floating in space.
Yeah, it's basically like drowning, but in space.
Okay.
You're just like, I don't remember what movie it is, but the dude got disconnected. And he was just, I mean, he's just gone forever, like in this vast.
And that's why this fear is here.
Yeah. So I'm going to stay on Earth and just dream about it.
Okay. Well, believe in aliens, but you're never going to find out.
Well, if it's not my choice, if I'm abducted, then we'll figure it out. But
this is true. This is true. I have some rapid fire fun questions for you as well, even though those answers were pretty fun.
Sorry.
I need to know, if I say, sing the song in your head, the Christmas song that you can't stop hearing, what is it?
It's Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Oh, that was so beautiful.
That's such a good one. I love that song.
And you do have a album of Christmas songs that was also really good.
Thank you. Yeah, Naughty List. I love Christmas music, and so like very early in my career we put together a full Christmas record, and I don't know, I'm always that guy that plays it early. I
just feel like your voice naturally goes to Christmas music.
I love it. I don't know, it's just like I go to Gatlinburg in the summer because it feels like Christmas up there. Like I like the peace of mind that Christmas brings. So I'm full-fledged, I will say it out loud, I'm an early Christmas player. I've already started
Christmas year-round.
Oh, yeah. It's just a joyful time.
I love it. Okay, last meal on Earth that you could have?
Bacon. Definitely bacon. Something with bacon
just
on it.
Just all bacon.
Well, maybe macaroni with bacon in it. I like macaroni. Macaroni and bacon would be great. Probably.
Okay. And what is the coolest phone number that you have on your phone?
Oh, man. I don't know. Shoot, that's a good question.
You could do this, Mitchell. I know you've met some cool people.
Oh, man.
And you're such a personal person. I know people will just talk to me like, yeah, here's my phone number.
No, that's usually me at the bar. Yeah, here you go. Have it. Look, hit me up.
Have you ever given, like, just on accident, like a fan, just a dude comes up to you and you're like, here's my phone number?
All the time. It's not even accident. I do it on purpose. Tequila helps for sure.
Wow. So there's fans out there that have your phone number.
Oh, yeah. I love people. Like, it's fun. Yeah, I've gotten called. But I don't know about... probably mine. I don't know, man. That's a tough question. Probably Hulk Hogan. I've got Hulk Hogan's number.
That's a great one.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
Can you do a Hulk Hogan impression? That'll be the last thing I ask you.
I mean, if I'm not strong enough, but I can rip this in half.
No, but you got to make the noise.
Hey, brother.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what I'm hearing.
I can't do it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, hey, Mitchell Timpani, thank you so much for joining me.
That's Morgan. Cheers.
The CMAs are live.
Wednesday, November 9th.
At 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Hello, everyone. It's Morgan, and I'm here with Carly Pierce. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I was just commenting on I love your outfit. You always look so cute online. Do you pick out all your own outfits, or do you have a stylist?
I definitely have a stylist, but I actually picked this one out myself, so it's kind of like a mix.
So you get some tips, though, I'm sure, and you're like, okay, well, now I can do this by myself.
It's kind of like I have two. They give me a blueprint of what I should look like, and then I'm like, okay, this fits in it.
Yes, I love that. Well, I don't want to talk about outfits. You just always look so adorable,
Thank
and I wanted
you.
To mention that you do.
Thank you.
But you had a massive year last year. So many amazing things happening, and now this year you're nominated again. How are you feeling going into the CMA Awards?
I mean, this is the most that I've ever been nominated. Obviously, I had a huge year last year with the win for female. I just am really excited. I get to perform twice. I'm up for five. I've just always wanted to be in this position. So it just feels really, really special. I don't take this stuff for granted because I wanted it for so long.
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot of things happening. You say those numbers too, getting to perform twice, all the nominations that you have. What could top this at this moment?
I mean, winning, that could top it.
Hey, winning always tops everything.
That'll top it. Yes. But honestly, I'm in a really good place. More of the same, probably.
Yeah, just continued success and yes. consistency.
Yes, continue the train to go all the way.
Yes, I love that. And you also are just doing so many fun things, but you outside of music, you have your dogs.
Yes.
I want to hear about them. How are they doing?
Oh my gosh, they're great. They're with their grandma right now, Gammy, but... I love them. They're going to come on the road a lot more with me next year. So,
and are they always with Gammy when you're gone?
Yes. Yes. Okay. It's hard when you travel like I do. And they don't travel great on a bus, but we're going to try to change that. I know you love dogs too. It's just yes. like, oh my God, how do you not have your puppies?
You have to have them with you all the time.
Yeah. It definitely is like an emotional thing for me now to not have them.
Would you say being an artist and being a dog mom are on the same level for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love them.
See? Okay. We're on the same wavelength.
Yes.
You also are in a wonderful relationship and things are going amazing. How does it feel to be in this new phase of your life and you're glowing right now?
Oh, that's
how does
so
that feel
nice.
To kind of look back and be like, oh my gosh, everything's amazing right now, including my personal life as
yeah,
well.
It's definitely a nice change that it's just, it all feels really good. I have somebody who isn't in music, thank you, Jesus, but also is so supportive, thank you, Jesus. And we're just having a really good time. So I told him he's probably going to be sitting by himself the majority of the night at the CMAs because I'm so busy.
Hey,
I was like, have fun.
You got to have an independent man, right?
He's very independent, and that is very hot to me.
And is that the number one quality you were looking for? Like, if there was a number one thing you were looking for when you found this man, what was it?
I think honesty, and also just so much of my life I need to turn you loose in a room and you be okay without me, and I know that you're not doing or saying anything that's going to embarrass me.
Yeah,
he's got it.
Okay,
whatever that is, that
quality.
Whatever that quality,
we'll just quantify all in the same.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that. I want to ask some rapid fire questions too. Okay, sing me the Christmas song that's stuck in your head right now.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Okay. I hate second jingle bells of the day. I love it. This is great. The last meal on earth that you can have, what would it be?
Do you know what Fazoli's is?
Yeah, I know what Fazoli's is. It's great. Like fast food pasta.
Fazoli's, baked ziti, and an entire thing of breadsticks.
Interesting. Okay,
very
why
weird.
Fazoli's?
I don't know. It was a childhood staple of my life, and I just really love it. Some people don't know what Fazoli's is, and it stresses me out.
No, you know, I think it is. Like, I'm from Kansas. We had Fazoli's.
Yep.
We had all the fast food places.
Yep, same. It's like small town thing.
Yes. Yep. So I get you. I feel that. And what's the coolest phone number you have in your phone?
Oh, gosh. I have a lot of cool phone numbers.
Okay, hey, you can give me, like, three.
Okay.
I'll take three.
Let's see. I have Trisha Yearwood, Leanne Womack, and Reba.
Wow.
Yeah.
Talk about some amazing country women.
Yeah, it's crazy.
In there.
Yeah.
Have you ever just like texted Reba McEntire?
No. I mean, she has texted me different things throughout the way, but I feel more comfortable with Trisha and Leanne because I've been around them more. But when Reba has texted me over things, I'm like, my God, hold the phone.
And is it like a text, like you're like, oh my gosh, what is she possibly going to say? What's the text you got from Reba? I just want to feel in your shoes right now.
If she hears my songs and she likes them, she'll send me messages about it. And it's really nice. It really is so sweet.
Wow. Okay. That's amazing.
She loved every little thing. And she was like a big champion for that. And back then, especially, I mean, obviously it's unreal now, but think about like 5 years ago, Carly, who was like, is this real?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Well, Carly, it's so good to see you.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For hanging
you
out
too.
With me.
Of course.
Don't miss the 56th annual CMAs live on ABC
Wednesday night
at 8/7 Central.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. A great pair of Western boots will elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they will last a lifetime. Now, the best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. They also offer custom branding and leather stamping if you want to personalize your boots or fine leather goods. And stay cool in a short sleeve moisture wicking pearl snap. Or make your own shade with one of their classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecovas' ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style, and they are built to last decades. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all.
We are this close to crowning an NBA champ. And with the action heating up on the court, it's even hotter at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. If you're new to DraftKings, listen up. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500. Just deposit at least $5 and you'll get a bonus bet back equal to your first bet if it doesn't hit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code BONES. That's the code BONES for new customers to get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500 if your first bet doesn't hit. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help's available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. One no-sweat bet per new customer issued as one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Hey, it's Lunchbox.
And Amy.
And we are here with Cole Swindell.
Hey, what's up?
Man, I got a question for you.
Yep.
You've had a great career, okay?
Not bad.
And let's say you wake up tomorrow, you can never sing again. What would you go do?
Probably just play golf the rest of my life. Bad golf, but I'm a...
No, but you have to make money.
No, I don't think Cole Swindell would have to make money for the rest. I mean, he has money, and so it just gets interest. So he could really play golf.
Okay, well,
every
let's
day.
Change the question then. To you've lost your voice and all your money.
Yes, and
okay, I like that.
I don't know if y'all. I don't know. Let's see. I don't know. I don't know. I guess I just follow y'all around. I don't know what else I'd do. I'm glad I don't have to worry about that now, but I may have to worry about it someday. So,
like a woodworker?
No, I'm not good. I'm telling you. I think I'd just stick to...
A woodworker? To what in the world?
What am I, carpenter? I don't
know. I thought
florist?
I don't know. I used to draw as a kid. I might start...
Were you good at drawing? What kind of student
great,
were you?
Great. Terrible. I was not a good student. I kind of procrastinated. But it was always a shame because I'd get to where I'd have to ace my finals to pass the class, and I always did that. Thank God. So, I don't know. Maybe we should look into that.
I could diagnose that, you.
Could you? All right. Yeah. Maybe. I mean, I wouldn't doubt it. I have to, probably.
I just had like a recent 2-hour like psychiatric evaluation.
Well, I probably need to get on that soon. First break I get.
I'll give you her number.
Thank you.
I don't think that Amy can diagnose you with anything, and I don't think we should ask you if you have ADHD. I don't think that is HIPAA laws are allowing that. Oh, my God.
Well, let's move on to the questions we can ask. It's your last day on Earth. You know you're dying.
You have no voice because you lost it a few months ago.
No money. Yeah, so no money.
What is your last meal?
Last meal. Definitely a ribeye, baked potato, and some steamed broccoli. That's it. Y'all look at me like, God, that's boring. What would y'all?
No. I just the steamed broccoli was interesting.
Well, that's too healthy. I would put cheese on it or something. It's my last day. I can eat what I want.
And then when you're calling everybody to let them know you're about to die, you're looking through your phone, right?
Yeah.
Who is the coolest celebrity you have in your phone?
Oh man, coolest celebrity. I don't know. I'd probably tell Tim McGraw I was headed out. Peace out, Tim. He's always been a favorite of mine. So yeah.
Okay, and it is almost Christmas time, or entering.
Yeah, and you're dying around
season.
Christmas time, and you had your last meal, right?
Can't buy presents. I'm broke. Yeah. What else we got?
Go ahead.
What
Amy.
Is the first Christmas song that comes into your head right now?
Mary, Did You Know? Love that song.
Oh wow!
You mean like Jingle Bells or something?
No,
I want to hear a Christmas
song.
Which one did you know?
Yes, see, maybe we could do that.
No, and let me hear a little. Yes. Let me hear. I don't know it. Sing it for me.
Did you know your baby boy was? You just got to go
Mary,
listen to
did
it.
Did you know?
Yeah.
Is that the one where they go? I went to the store. My grandma's dying. And I wanted to buy the Christmas shoes.
No, that's sad too. This is just a song I remember growing up. So.
I mean, really, I just don't know the song you're talking about. I was trying to piece it together.
Well, check it out.
Well,
check
go
out.
To church and you probably hear it.
So I went to church a couple times as a kid. I'm Catholic. I'm Catholic, man. Yeah.
It's all good. Well, check it out. Maybe don't check it. I don't know. There's plenty of Christmas songs.
Yeah, check it out. Check it out. Check out the remix that you just released with Jody Messina and Colson Nell. Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother.
Appreciate it, man.
Good to see you.
You're not going
to
go broke, and you're not going to lose your voice. You're going to be okay.
Broadcasting from the 56th Annual CMA Awards.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
What's up, everybody? I'm Morgan here with the other Morgan, or as Kevin just called him, the second Morgan. How are you, Morgan Evans?
I'm great. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, it's so good to see you. You know, you released your song, Over For You, and when we were playing that on the show before you ever released it, fans were going crazy. You released a song that's so many people connected with. How does that feel for you right now to release such an important song?
Yeah. Firstly, thank you for sharing the song the way you guys did. It feels really meaningful. It's writing the song helped me sort through a lot of what I was going through at the time that I wrote it. And the day that I played it for the first time, I wasn't even sure I was going to. But when I did, as vulnerable as it was to do that, it was really cathartic at the same time. And it was something I needed to get off my chest. And I didn't know what we were going to do with it at that time, because I'd just written it the week before. But the way people reacted, the way, you said, is just like, so many people have been through this. And you don't really know that when you're going through it. And so my messages on social media went from like, hey, man, great show. Or like, I love that guitar solo or whatever, to like, thank you for writing this song that describes what I went through 7 years ago. I wish I had the words then. Or like, I'm going through this right now. Like, keep your head up, brother. Stuff like that. And so I knew when I started getting those messages and seeing those videos with those kind of captions that it was something I needed to put out for real. And this is the first time I'm really talking about it, so it feels a bit weird this morning. But I'm really proud of the song and glad it's out.
Well, I think it's hard to be vulnerable sometimes and share moments that are really hard for us.
Right.
And you did that. You opened up your heart and kind of said, this is where I'm at and this is what I'm going through. But healing is a very powerful thing.
Yeah.
What are some other things that you're doing to heal? Do you have any hobbies that you're like, this is what I'm doing right now to take my mind off of everything?
Yeah. Well, I mean, thankfully, we were just on the road in Australia for a month. So I got to spend a lot of time in the ocean, a lot of time with family and old friends. And I have 5 nieces and nephews now. So Uncle Morgan got to play Monster and chase him around the house for a few days as well. So that was really fun and great kind of, I don't know, it's really grounding things that remind you of the great things in life.
Yeah, absolutely. I love to hear that. I want to ask you some fun rapid fire questions here. Let's go. You ready?
Yep.
Sing to me the Christmas song that's in your head right now. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's only one Christmas song.
Okay.
I can't sing it, though, right?
Oh, you can do it.
I did do a version of it.
You can do it. I believe you.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need.
Yeah, what? You can't sing that? That sounds beautiful.
I don't care about the presents. God, it's the greatest song of all time.
Yeah, that was,
underneath,
well, you did great.
The Christmas tree. You got me started now.
Okay, keep singing. I'll listen.
I just want you for my own. More than you could ever know. Nothing's more awkward than singing just a cappella.
Yeah, I know, but you're doing great.
Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you.
See? Bravo. I would clap, but there's not a lot of people over here that I'm clapping by myself. But you did so good. Yeah. That was great. Okay. Last meal on earth, what would it be?
Mexican food.
Okay. Any particular Mexican food?
Well, fajitas gives you the whole range of everything.
This is true. With a margarita, some queso?
Always a margarita. Guacamole over queso.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I like it. Now, what's the coolest phone number you have in your phone right now?
I don't know. Probably Keith Urban's.
That's a cool one.
Yeah.
Both of you guys are from Australia. Is there like some deep connection there that we don't know about?
Feels like it to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll let you have that.
Yeah.
I think it's important we let you keep that too.
No, he's the guy that made me move here in the first place. So I'm so glad to have got to meet him, and hopefully we get to play music together one day.
Oh, yes. We would love a collab of Morgan Evans, Keith Urban collab.
Put that out there in the world, yeah.
We'll manifest that for you.
Come on.
Love that. Morgan, thanks so much for hanging out with us for a little bit. It was good to see you.
Cheers.
Don't miss the 56th annual CMAs live on ABC. Wednesday night at 8, 7 Central.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. A great pair of Western boots will elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they will last a lifetime. Now, the best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. They also offer custom branding and leather stamping if you want to personalize your boots or find leather goods. And stay cool in a short sleeve moisture wicking pearl snap. Or make your own shade with one of their classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecovas' ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style, and they are built to last decades. Visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. And don't go gently, y'all.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Freedom is not free, and it comes with a high price paid for by America's heroes and their families. Heroes like Marine Corps Master Sergeant Aaron Torian, who died on February 15th, 2014 in Afghanistan. Before his death, he served honorably for 10 years with 2 combat tours in Iraq and 4 in Afghanistan. He was 36 years old when he passed, survived by his wife Jerly and their 3 children, Elijah, Laura Bella, and Avery. While left without their hero, the Torian family was not left behind. Each of their children are multi-year scholarship recipients from the Folds of Honor as they pursue their education. The Folds of Honor provides life-changing scholarships for families of military heroes like the Torian family. A need this great needs patriots like you. Join the Folds of Honor Squadron with a recurring donation of as little as $13 a month at www.foldsofhonor.org/squadron. That's foldsofhonor.org/squadron. Join the mission today, foldsofhonor.org/squadron.
What's up, y'all? I'm here with Sam Hunt. It's so good to see you back here. We haven't seen you in a minute. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It has been a little while, but yeah, I'm doing great. How are you?
Keeping busy with some songwriting. You just put out Water Under the Bridge this year, and you just keep pumping out good song after good song. Does that feel like pressure to you because you're like, crap, these have to be good?
Yeah, there is a lot of pressure. I feel like I'm like running in front of the train. I feel like I've been doing that for years, right in front of the train for years now. But it's fun to juggle, you know, touring and working on new music and trying to just keep the whole thing going. Now I have a little young family. My little girl's in the world now, and that's more time divided, but more inspiration, more motivation. So it's exciting. It's fun. I've got the songs. It's just a matter of getting them recorded and getting them out, but I'm going to try to keep pumping them out best I can.
Yeah, for sure. Do you think your songs are going to start gearing toward dad life songs?
Yeah, there's usually a lag. Like, I'm typically the songs that I'm putting out currently will be from an era three years ago. So I'm living the dad realm. I'm in the dad realm right now. I'm sure I'll have some songs within a few years.
What's the biggest dad lesson you've learned so far?
There has been a big change in my psyche, and I don't know if I can take credit for that or if that's just nature, but there's a selflessness that comes over you. And I've never considered myself a selfish person, but putting other people first, I'm usually concerned with what I got going on. It's not necessarily rooted in selfishness, but it's always, I got to get this next thing done or pursue whatever goal that it's about me, and having a child has definitely taught me, how to put other people first. Obviously the little girl needs that. So a big change is just in my general state of mind.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I don't have any kids, so I can't relate, but I'm just gonna imagine that that's how that goes.
Yeah,
I'll just believe
nature
you.
does what it's supposed to do.
And awards are always super interesting when it happens and the news comes out, either get nominated or you don't. What's that feeling like for you? Are you paying attention or are you just like, I don't really care?
I think the awards are great. It's another opportunity to celebrate country music. I've never really used it as a marker for success for me personally, although I would be flattered to be included. It's kind of been in my peripheral for the most part.
Yeah, for sure. It makes sense. I do have some fun questions to ask you here. Are you ready?
Sure.
Christmas is coming up. CMA always reminds me that Christmas is almost here. So can you sing the Christmas song that comes to mind right now?
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
That was the most cliche answer you could have given me, but I love
it. The first one that came to mind. I must not be very creative. They say the more creative you are, the more abstract the first thing that comes to mind is when somebody says something. So
I don't know if that's true because you are very creative. I mean, well, we've seen your songwriting, so I don't think it's true. If you had a last meal, this is the last meal you're ever going to eat on Earth, what would it be?
Last meal?
Yeah.
Definitely a steak and baked potato. Another straight down the middle answer.
It's all right. We're getting basic Sam right now, and I appreciate it. We like that. What we can expect from you.
Mm-hmm.
One more. What's the coolest phone number that you have on your phone?
Coolest phone number? I can't think.
I know you got some high up friends there, Sam. I know you made some great
friends.
I'm not
really a mingler like that. I keep to myself.
Okay, so you don't like hanging out with kind of like higher end celebrities? Does that just kind of happen?
I mean, celebrities kind of get on my nerves a little bit.
Hey, I like it. That's an answer. I'll take it. All right. Well, Sam, thanks for hanging out with me. It was really fun to see you.
The CMAs are live.
Wednesday, November 9th.
At 8, 7 Central on ABC.
All right, Amy, go for it.
Okay, I am Amy.
I'm Morgan.
And we are with Nate Smith.
What's up?
Did you like that little intro? We didn't even play it.
We are with Nate Smith.
It was beautiful.
It was so good.
I know.
So good.
Okay, so I know this is your first CMAs.
How are you feeling about that?
Super excited. Doesn't feel real. And we're just walking through the doors here, you know. It's kind of crazy.
I know. I ran into you on the elevator, and I was like, oh, wow. He is – I love that you were able to admit, yeah, this is my first time doing this, and I think it's really cool because I feel like sometimes people can already be too cool before they have the cred to be that
cool.
No
way. That happens?
It happens.
They're like, hey, what's up? Yeah, so I'm just –
Yeah, there's nothing to see here.
You got some remotes today. You don't even know that word remotes, man, huh? Or something, yeah. Right? Or I don't know.
Like, yeah, like
I'm
just define guessing. Remote.
Click, click.
But. No, it's where you walk around and you do all these interviews before you prepare for the big CMAs. I see right now you are in some, are those ostrich skin
they
boots?
They are.
Like real ostrich?
I believe so.
PETA is not here. It's fine.
I believe they're real ostrich.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't like done a DNA test to make sure that they are, but I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. So what is like your most prized boot? Like your most prized possession, but like boots.
Boots?
Yeah.
The ones I'm wearing right here.
Yeah.
You got some spillage on there. What'd you do?
Oh, Rod spilled his entire coffee on me after I tried to give him a nice hug like a gentleman. Mm-hmm. It's all right.
Well, that's kind of like the worst case scenario for a pair of nice boots like that, I would imagine.
It's all right. I got two pairs of these. And these ones have holes in the bottom.
You know what I say? Bill 'em.
Bill 'em?
That's right.
I would never do that.
Yeah, no. They get...
Rod.
Come on. Yeah, or say, hey, I won't bill you if you spin my song. That might not be legal, but...
Yeah, I don't think that's legal. But it's okay.
You can do it for me. How about that?
Okay.
Right, you guys.
I do want to get some clear the air here because you were just on the Bobbycast with our phone screener, Abby.
And she's the best.
Yes. Well, listen, Lunchbox thinks the reason she brought you on is because she really likes you. And Abby said that wasn't true. But I want to clear the air. Like, how did you feel doing the interview?
I thought we had a great time. You know, we did a lot of laughs and everything. And I was just grateful that she thought of me to bring me on there.
Okay. So you didn't feel like any part of it was uncomfortable or anything like that?
Like flirting. Was she flirting?
Yeah.
I mean, she did a few winks in there. There was a few winks.
There was some winks.
There was no winks. She kept it super, super cool. Super cool.
Professional.
I mean, if she does, then I wouldn't have known, you know? So, yeah, I just...
Okay, well, so we cleared the air. Lunchbox can't say any more about the interview.
Yes.
Nate Smith feels
hysterical.
Good about it.
That is hysterical.
Okay, so we got to know. It's your last day on Earth, sadly.
Okay.
Go with me here.
Okay.
We're about to mourn the loss of Nate Smith. But don't worry, you've lived a full life, great career. You end up with like multiple CMA awards. It's awesome. Like everyone's real proud of you. But you're dying. What's your last meal?
You're going to die.
I think the whole world knows my last meal here. Or if they don't, they're going to find out right now. It is macaroni and cheese.
That's it. Let's go.
I love mac and cheese.
Do you have baked mac and cheese?
Yeah. I mean, I do like the casserole form of mac and cheese, but I'm okay with just like the Stouffer's, you know, out of the freezer or the Trader Joe's one. Just add a little bit of sharp cheddar to it and you've got yourself a meal.
Okay. I really love that you're talking about mac and cheese from the freezer section, but my family has a famous recipe.
Really?
It's called Alabama mac and cheese yo. And I'm going to send it to you because you need
to make it. Would you really?
Oh, I will. Like, please. You cook it in an iron skillet. It's going to change
very
your life.
Good. I had it for the first time on Thanksgiving last year, I believe that was. And it was
got
so
chills.
Good.
I just got chills.
Okay,
yeah.
Well,
that's
there
crazy.
You go. We're going to hook you up with that.
Yes, and Christmas is almost coming. Speaking of a Thanksgiving side dish, I need you to sing to me the song of Christmas that is stuck in your head right now.
Jingle bells?
Sing it to me. Give it to me.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey! Jingle bells. Okay.
See?
Oh, we're
nailed
done.
It.
Okay.
How was our hand? That was pretty, like, stadium-worthy.
That was very jolly.
Yeah. And then quickly before we let you get back to, you know, all your very important remotes.
Yeah, it's been there, done that.
You're so busy.
Yeah.
You're so cool.
Who is the most famous person in your cell phone? According to you.
My mom. You're like, okay, that was a cop out.
That was a cop out.
Like, I know it was. I know it was.
It's like a really sweet answer, but is there someone on your phone that teenage Nate would be like, how do I even have this person's phone number?
Yes, that'd be Chad Kroeger from Nickelback.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. And we all just want to be big rock stars with an answer.
We're on the same management
Something about
now,
Taco Bell.
Which is even crazier.
Really?
Yes.
That's
crazy.
Cool.
So,
how did that happen?
I don't know. We just liked each other.
And you guys started connecting. Is that also how the phone numbers got exchanged?
It just kind of happened. Yeah, just kind of happened, you know?
Okay. Well,
one night in Canada.
One Night in Canada. I need to now hear the story of One Night in Canada.
We just kind of hung out, and he told some poop jokes, and it was good.
Oh, I feel like One Night in Canada could be a title of a song.
We'll I know. Now that. I'm waiting for One Night in Canada. Nate Smith and Chad Kroger.
Yeah. All right, Nate.
Amy.
Nate.
Oh, man.
Nate
Smith.
You
guys got to get things out of me. This is crazy.
Yeah.
We're just here to hang.
Thank you for hanging
How's
with
Abby
us.
Doing over there?
She's winking at you.
I saw that.
Yeah,
I
it happened. That. Well, thanks for hanging out with us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate
Bye.
It.
Bye.
Don't miss the 56th annual CMAs live on ABC.
Wednesday night
at 8, 7 central.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC 8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday,
y'all already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.